Good morning, and welcome once again to the reading of our daily devotional, The Rhapsody of Realities. My name is Pastor Bola Lawal. Today is Friday, November 18th, and the topic of our devotional this morning is The Last Days. Our text is taken from the book of 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 3 and 4 from the Living Bible. First, I want to remind you that in the last days, there will come scoffers who do everything wrong they can think of and laugh at the truth. This will be their line of argument. So Jesus promised to come back, did he? Then, where is he? He'll never come. Pastor Chris says, it's not uncommon to hear some people scoff when they hear the term the last days. They doubt it's certainly because they think they've heard about it for too long. To understand what the Bible says about the last days, you'd have to first recognize that the term has several applications in prophecy. Secondly, you need to know whom the prophet or writer was addressing with the term. For instance, in addressing the Jews, the Apostle Peter's use of the phrase was very accurate because he wasn't dealing with the last days of the church, but the last days of Israel. They were in their last days, yet they didn't realize how close they were. Someone may be wondering, but Peter said these things almost 2,000 years ago. So just how close were they? The end of their calendar had come very close. Daniel's prophetic writing stated that 70 weeks of years were determined for Israel, leading up to the establishment of the millennial reign of the Messiah. God had been running a calendar with them until the Messiah was cut off in the 69th week. Between the 69th week and the 70th week came the church age. So Peter was correct to have told the children of Israel they were in the last days at the time because they were already in the 69th week. Today, not only is Israel in its last days, but the church age is also running off. We're in a period that is considered the fiercest part of the battle of the ages. We've however been trained and equipped for these times, and we're carrying out a great onslaught against the forces of darkness as we get men and women in every nation ready for the soon return of our Lord and Master. Be sure to be a part of this great work and win souls to Christ. Glory to God! Please say this prayer with me. Dear Father, thank you for choosing me as your vessel. To take the gospel to my world in these last days. You've appointed me to deliver men from bondage into the glorious liberty of the sons of God. Your precious Spirit guides me to accomplish great exploits. As I establish your kingdom of righteousness in the hearts of men. In Jesus' name, amen. For further study, please read 1 John chapter 2, verse 18 from the NIV, Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 and 16, and Philippians chapter 4, verse 5. There's a portion here I'd like you to meditate upon. It says, be sure to be a part of this great work and win souls to Christ. If you have any questions or comments, please kindly send them to me via rhapsody.bolarich.online. I'd like you to have a copy of this beautiful devotional, so please kindly visit rhapsody.bolarich.online to download the Rhapsody app. Thank you very much for taking our time once again to listen to this devotional. Until I come again your way, here is PB saying, keep making progress. God bless you.